Thank you so much. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Erin Jennings from Bainbridge Island, Washington.
Hey, Bainbridge Island, off Puget Sound, right?
Very good, right.
I hear it's beautiful there.
It is beautiful. It's the beginning of the rainy season, though.
Oh, really?
They say that it rains pretty much from Halloween to 4th of July.
Right.
That's true.
I was going to say that I understood the rainy season there lasts from the end of October to the beginning of the next October.
That too.
Yeah, I understand. Well, welcome to the show, Erin.
Thank you.
Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Erin's topic?
It was a dark and stormy night, but they brought their A game and thus lived happily ever after.
The cliche, a crutch of bad writers and post-game press conferences, but sometimes it's the only way to describe what really happened. This week, we heard a story about a cliche becoming literally true. Our panelists are going to tell you about three cliches that suddenly came to life, like linguistic Frankensteins. Only one of these stories, of course, is true. Pick that true story, you'll get Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, Erin. Let's first hear from Sue Ellicott.
When British landscape gardener Samantha Legg advertised on a horticultural dating website for a knight in shining armor to brighten her hours out of her many greenhouses, she didn't wait long for a suitor. Last Saturday, at midday, a beau who called himself Arthur Pendragon arrived, as they'd arranged after her posting, at Ye Olde Stilton Pub and Restaurant in the village of Oakbrook, England. She couldn't exactly miss him. Mr. Pendragon rode up at the appointed hour on a white horse, wearing a full set of medieval armor and carrying a 16-foot lance. He also played a 2-minute fanfare on a silver trumpet that he tucked into the folds of a brocade cape and flashed Miss Legg's name on a crested shield. He looked promising, Miss Legg told BBC Radio Derbyshire, if a tad literal-minded. The romance, however, did not get off to a promising start. Mr. Pendragon's horse bolted at the climax of the trumpet solo, knocked over Miss Legg, trampled roses in the pub garden, and sent Ye Olde Stilton's dozens of beer drinkers fleeing. Mr. Pendragon, in his effort to control his steed, also stabbed the pub's landlord, Des Brocklehurst, in the back with his lance. Mr. Brocklehurst is now suing, and Miss Legg doesn't know if the romance will develop. You could say, I'm a damsel in distress, she says.
Be careful what you wish for if you wish for a knight in shining armor. Your next story of a hackneyed phrase given new life comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
People do find it amusing when I tell them what I do, says Keith Jackson, who works for Aquatech Coatings of Wrexham, North Wales. I suppose it might be described as a very boring job. It can get a bit tedious at times, but it's very important. For instance, Aquatech produces the paint that goes on the floors of London Underground stations. The paint must be applied in the night and has to dry hard and fast enough to walk on by the time the stations reopen. Jackson's job, test Aquatech's paints. That is, time Aquatech's paints. He daubs a bit on a piece of cardboard, and then, every so often, this is the exciting part, he will touch the paint and see if it's still tacky. That's right. Jackson's job is watching paint dry.
A man who actually watches paint dry. Your last story comes to us from Morocco.
Cattle have been considered sacred by India's Hindus since the second millennium BC. For the Satri family of New Delhi, their bull Patik is another child. So when Mom Rita, a well-known socialite, took her daughter shopping in advance of her wedding, it made sense to bring Patik, first to the dress fitting, then to Harrods, New Delhi, to register china patterns. Quote, we were looking at an exquisite porcelain tureen, said Rita. When Patik began snorting, he seemed agitated. It turned out that a stray demitasse spoon had become wedged in the split of his right front hoof. Before it could be dislodged, he crashed through a cabinet of baccarat champagne flutes before capsizing a fleet of gravy boats and crushing a bone china place setting for 36. He also mangled a really nice ladle. Said Rita, quote, he's normally such a nice bull. I never dreamed that a bull in a china shop would be a problem.
All right, Erin. Here are your stories from Sue Ellicott, a woman who wished for a knight in shining armor and got one. From Roy Blunt, Jr., a man whose job it is to literally watch paint dry, and from Mo Rocca, the story of a real bull in a real china shop with predictable results. Which of these is the story of a cliche come to life in the week's news?
Well, they all seem so plausible. I'm going to go with...
The rain is getting to her.
I'm going to go with Roy's story, the paint toucher.
Really, why?
That just seems like something that I can imagine happening, so... Going for that one.
Roy is so plausible.
Mm. So plausible.
Your choice, then, is Roy's story of the man who was paid to watch paint dry. Well, we spoke to someone intimately involved with this story.
I work for a paint company called Aquatec in the UK, and obviously one of the key factors for these paints is that they dry fast enough. Watching the paint dry can get a bit boring at times, so you need a cup of coffee on one side to keep you awake.
That was Keith Jackson, technical manager for the Aquatec Coatings in Wales, who, no matter who you are, makes your job look good. You earned a point for Roy. He had the right story, but mainly you earned a point for yourself because
Yay.
You guessed correctly. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
You have won. You have won Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.